Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am very glad that you can join us today as I bring on my friend Sean Dietrich, Sean of the South. It's really great when I post about a guest that's coming on the show, and a lot of people don't say critical things about that person. They don't say, I don't want to hear him. It sounds like they love you, Sean.
Well, I love them too.
That's great. We have a whole team of folks from Athens, Alabama that are particularly in love with you, and we appreciate all those who follow The Mark White Show or Sean Dietrich. This is what we do.
I love Athens, Alabama. I know that. Got good food up there, that's for sure.
Oh, it's great. We love it here, too. Some people call it God's country.
I would call it that, yeah.
How have things been going, buddy?
Very good. Very good. We're things are going very good. Kind of feel like the world is seemingly going a little bit back to normal for what we do, so that's kind of nice.
Sure, and we know that your family suffered a great loss when Mother Mary passed away, and it's almost inexplicable. I was thinking about the impact that she had on so many lives through the Shaun of the South effort, through what you do.
That's true. We, when she was alive, we would go to shows, and she would be in attendance, you know, and in the audience, and they'd have a nice little seat for her up front, and she would get swarmed with people who, like, throughout the show, before the show, after the show, she'd get her pictures taken with everybody. Everybody really came to see her. And so she was a big part of our life. So it seemed natural to make her a part of what we did as far as our, you know, what I wrote about and such. So it was a big loss, hard year.
If you think about a ship, Mother Mary was able to jump up there and grab the steering wheel.
That's right. She could steer it all single-handedly. She'd tell you about it.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, we're sorry for your loss. And one thing I did want to do today, Sean, is dedicate this show to Mother Mary. Every time I have an opportunity to recognize somebody through the show, I recognize difference makers. Mother Mary certainly was. And so I wanted to do that, and I wanted you to let Jamie know that today's show is dedicated to her mama.
Thank you so much. We will definitely, I will tell her. She will be thrilled.
Absolutely. I know COVID had an effect on all of us when it came to entertainment, And I do see that you're back on stage and you're able to bring audiences together. How does that make you feel compared to over the past, however long it was, you couldn't do that?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice to be among people again and to be social and to, you know, when we do a show or something, it's the socialization part is something I have really missed, but I also miss the sound of people laughing. Laughter is kind of I feel like it's the litmus test for where you are in life. And when people are able to laugh, you know, it says so much about where these people are. And so it's nice to hear people laughing again. It makes me feel good. Last night I did a show and just hearing people laugh got me jazzed up until I, you know, felt like I could do anything when you're done, you know. people laugh at you or laugh with you.
No, they're laughing at you, too.
I get both.
Yeah. Last Saturday, we were able to hear Marty Stewart at the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama, and Marty just was so ecstatic about the fact that he was on a stage and there was a crowd out there and he could entertain an audience.
I could never relate to that caliber, but I can relate to that feeling because it's a privilege. And when it is taken away from you, you feel a little disconnected from the people you love who are the people who put me into this line of work to begin with. Without them, I wouldn't be doing this. So it's extraordinary to be able to do it again as long as I am able to do it, because, you know, who knows how long I have left. So,
well, and he said he would never take for granted being on stage and having an audience where he could entertain ever again.
Wow. Coming from Marty Stewart, that's wisdom there.
Actually, I texted Crystal Gale because at the same concert, Marty had a theme song, and the theme song was Ready for the Times to Get Better. And Crystal Gale sang that song, and it was perfect. If you get a chance, look it up. The words are perfect for the situation. And Marty said, that's my theme song, and as a matter of fact, I don't care if any of you steal it, because it's a good one.
Oh, I love it. A chance for times to get better.
Yes, it is. It was written by Alan Reynolds, and it is ready for the times to get better. And Crystal told me that every time she sings it at the Opry, what she says is, we're all ready for the times to get better. And that's certainly true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Sean, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about tour dates, your books, all the different things that you can share with people. Because I know that there are listeners maybe that haven't heard of you before. I had a lady the other day tell me that she had never heard of the Mark White Show and didn't even know I had a podcast. So it's one of those things where we don't know who's out there and they're thinking, oh, well, I never heard of Sean Dietrich before. I think I want to check that out. So I'm hoping that somebody out there, at least one person, you know, you'll have one person show up next time you decide to put on a show, right?
Sure enough. Yeah. Great.
Like Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. We're talking to Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi everybody, this is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to my friend Sean Dietrich, Sean of the South. He's in a motel room. They've been traveling up I-65, and I saw that sign, if you don't go to church, the devil's going to get you. It's known by a lot of people around the country and the world. It's become a very popular sign, and as I said, I think the person that put it out there intended that to happen, and you shared a little video a little earlier, didn't you, Sean?
I did. I had written a column about that sign a few years ago, I guess. And I got so much mail back about it. And one of the guys told me, one of the messages that I got, told me that they had tried to take the sign down. And I guess some people got upset that it wasn't there, even though they didn't necessarily love the message of it. They just needed that landmark sign went back up.
It marks the next 12 hours to Birmingham, because right. When you hit those pine trees in the middle of the interstate, that is forever to me, man. When you go from Montgomery through to Clanton, that is a long trip. Once you get to Birmingham North, you're okay.
That's right. Plus, it kind of gives me the warm and fuzzies. It doesn't make me flare up. It gives me the warm and fuzzies because I grew up with people who like that.
Now, I know that you have a couple of ball teams that you like. The Atlanta Braves, they had a little bit of success this past season, didn't they?
Oh yeah. You know, it's as a longtime Braves fan, just like a lot of people out there, you have been waiting 22 years for this to happen. And not just that, but you've been pulling, or at least I have been pulling for them through every nasty season during their rebuilding phases, and just when they had nobody good on the team at all, and then to watch them steadily improve and get better and almost win and then win and then win and then finally take the whole thing. It was a very necessary boost of joy for this year, of all years too.
Well, of course, Georgia ended up winning the national championship against Alabama. And if we're going to lose to somebody, and that's all right. We had one Georgia player decide to transfer to Alabama after it was over. Did you see that?
I was going to say that win kind of hurt. That kind of undid the World Series for me, but oh well.
It happens. You know, we've got to let other people win sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
That was it. We just felt bad. I've got a Coca-Cola bottle, Sean, from 1981 when Georgia won the national championship the last time prior to 2022.
Oh, goodness. That would have been the year before Bear Bryant retired.
That's right. Yep, that's correct. And I've had that bottle for that many years, and I've wondered when Georgia was going to do it again, actually, because I thought, well, they were pretty good at some point, and they've had decent teams for several years, just not quite to the championship level.
They played a great game, and they got a good team.
Absolutely. Well, where have you been lately, Sean? Where have you put on shows recently?
Oh, Lord, all over. Sometimes I wake up in a hotel and I forget what city we're in. We've been doing a lot around Birmingham. That's where I am right now, doing things in various little places around Birmingham, and little towns. Last night I went all the way back down to where I live and did something in the center of the beach, and now we hightailed it up here to Birmingham so I can do something here. And it's good. Things are good. We're just moving around everywhere. I think we got shows lined up in North Carolina. I couldn't even tell you. Virginia.
So you're on tour with Jamie too?
Jamie is the tour. That's the reason I don't tell you, because I don't know anything. She books it all. She does everything.
That's what I thought.
I keep a little overnight bag beside my bed, which I've been living out of for the last several years. And she will wake up one morning and she'll say, okay, we're going. And I zip the bag up and I throw it in the car, and we have a pet sitter who comes over to watch our dogs, and she drives, I write. I basically don't do anything. She feeds me. She takes care of me. I mean, I'm spoiled rotten.
You're watered and fed.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Well, she's a pretty good cook from what I understand. I've seen pictures of her chicken and dumplings. Of course, you're making people who've never had things like that a little bit hungry. And they may want to try to make a trip just to see if she might share, you know.
See, when I met her, she had graduated from Faulkner State University in South Alabama. She was living in Magnolia Springs, Alabama. That's where she got a culinary degree. And I thought, wow, you know, this is great. She was cooking like French food and things like that. And then when she was in the industry for a little while, she got burnt out and she quit doing all the commercial side of things altogether after doing it for a long time. And then she just started cooking at the house, just recipes she grew up on with the chef's kind of sensibility. And
yes,
boy,
the flair, the life. Flair.
Our new flavor in our pant lines got a lot bigger.
One of the things, Sean, that you recently did was you had a grandmother reach out to you about Bryson. And Bryson is going through a cancer battle in Arkansas, his mom, Hannah Anderson. After you posted about Bryson, you know what I do. I try to reach out to these families and take the next step with them if I can. And so because of your grandmother reaching out to you and then you posting, I was able to connect with that family and start recognizing them through the Mark White Show.
Well, I'm glad. I'm so glad. They seemed like an incredible family, and the story was really moving to me.
Well, in the news on January 12th for Bryson is no more chemo.
Yeah, wow.
Wonderful news.
Wonderful.
I know a lot of prayers have gone up for him.
When she said that, I was pretty overjoyed to hear it, because they don't all come back that positive.
That's right. We've seen it time and time again. But, you know, the main thing, Sean, whether they make it or not, is to be able to support them however we can. And those families who are struggling, wherever they're at, we want to try to find a way, of course, through what I do, to let them know that somebody cares. You know, there's so many people out there right now that think that nobody cares about them, and they think that they're alone. And maybe COVID has even helped with that a little bit, because people feel isolated. But to have somebody like that grandmother reach out to you, she just liked what you do and thought, hey, I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to see if Sean will read this story about my grandson, and you did. And so what that means to her and Hannah and that family and Bryson as a young man, knowing that he's being recognized and that he has a lot of people in his corner, that has to be a very good feeling during an emotional, difficult time.
Well, I hope it is. When I set out to do whatever it is that I do, and I'm not even sure what you call it, but I just wanted to kind of stand shoulder to shoulder with people like that, and at least for a few seconds whenever I write something or do something, and just let them know not only that they're not alone, but that maybe they're stronger than they know they are. And even if they don't believe it, somebody else like me, who's stupid enough to believe and things like that, does believe it about them. So I feel very humbled every time I get a lot of messages from people like that, and I can't write about them all, and that's the hardest part.
Yes,
because you have to. If I spend too long there, then I won't have a life. And everybody understands that, I know, but it's hard for me to understand that. Cut myself a break sometimes, but there are days where I'll read several messages from people like that, and it is, for me personally, for my life, it has really helped me to focus on things that are a lot more important rather than to get sidetracked, and it's humbled me greatly. And it's not always a fun humbling when you get a note from maybe a 16-year-old boy who's all of a sudden, you know, discovered that he has brain cancer. And those notes are really tough, but they also they add a clarity to life that I can't even describe, at least for my own life. And the relationships that I form with these people, just like you and what you do, they change you as a person.
And it takes a little living sometimes, Sean, for people to get that. I was telling one of my friends from Rogersville today as I was eating lunch, I was talking about some of the challenges that people face. And sometimes until we start to experience loss, until we start to experience some real challenges in this life, we don't appreciate what others go through. But once we do, once we get it, if we start trying to help other people because we understand that they're going through something that's difficult, there's a burden there, then it is life-changing for us as a people not to be so self-centered, self-absorbed, but thinking outside of ourselves.
Yes. And I find it interesting too, whenever I find myself going through a really rough time, there will be that one person or two people or few people who reach out, and you get this sense immediately that, there's this silent person who you've known all along was out there, and you had really no idea that they had suffered at one point in such a way that, you know, it was terrible. And yet now that you're suffering and they're reaching out, you get this sense that, wow, I wish I would have noticed when they were suffering, because this is what's made them so empathetic and so interested in me right now.
Well, and that falls in line with the very beginning of this discussion when we talked about Mother Mary and the impact that she had on the lives of others and with her daughter, Jamie. And to lose your mother at any point, to lose a father, and I've lost my dad and I've lost my grandparents who raised me. So I know the pain that goes with that, and it's hard to come out of that dark cloud over your head and to see a little bit, just a little bit of light again, because there's an empty spot in your heart, and it's always going to be there. It's just what are you going to do moving forward?
Yep. Well, we're kind of there, at least, and a little, you know, things are getting definitely better, but it's certainly been quite a year.
Well, as we close out, Sean, I want you to share your website, Instagram. They can find you on Sean of the South. I know that. Then on Facebook.
I see. Okay. Well, you can find me. I don't know. However you want to find me. Just type in my name, Google, and there I am. I'm like a bad dream. I keep coming around. Bad penny, I always turn up.
Turn it up
there,
something.
There you go.
Well, I always appreciate you, Sean. And again, Today's show is dedicated to Mother Mary. She was a blessing to a lot of people, brought a lot of joy to people's lives. We again extend our condolences to Jamie, yourself, extended family, in the loss of that special lady.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Very much.
Always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, Sean.
It's been a pleasure being here today.
Thank you, buddy. The guy that loves radio, right?
That's right. A perfect face for radio.
Excellent. And what do they say? A face for radio and a voice for newspaper. That's
yes.
What my nephew told me. He said, you got a voice for newspaper. He's great. He's 20 and he's wonderful. He knows it all, right?
Yeah. He'll one day he'll be surprised at how much you didn't know during the state of your life.
Exactly. Well, Sean, you take care of yourself. You and Jamie stay safe, okay?
Yes, sir. You too. Thank
you
very much.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Great segment with Sean Dietrich. What a great guy. I love being able to talk to Sean, and I hope you enjoyed that too. When we come back, we're going to have a new episode of Cora's Corner with my 8-year-old daughter, Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Flutterby, written by Stephen Cosgrove and illustrated by Robin James.
In a burst of laughter and moonshine, one fine and beautiful evening, Flutterby was born. As her silver-blue cocoon shimmered in the starlight, she unfurled her wings and whinnied at the crystal night. For you see, Flutterby was not a common bug or butterfly, but rather a smallest of small, winged, white, fine horse. She looked about with a twinkle in her eye. She set off to discover her new world, The dawn of a new morning warmed her wings as she soared just as high as she could fly. She soared up and around for an hour or more as her wings grew stronger and stronger. Finally, she thought, "I wonder what I am and what I'm to do." She was thinking long and hard, and then when suddenly Flutterby noticed a group of ants working industriously far below. "That's what I must be," she exclaimed. And with that, she glided softly to the ground to join her own kind. The ants ignored Flutterby as she landed amongst them, but she watched with much interest as they busily dashed about gathering food and carrying it to their hill. "Well," she thought, "if I am truly an ant, then maybe I should get to work." She picked up some food like the other ants and carried it over to the hill. She started to back down the ladder at the entrance to the ant hill when she realized that she didn't fit through the opening. In fact, she got stuck halfway in and halfway out. She began to whinny in absolute fear, but the patient ants, with some of them pushing from inside and others pulling from the outside, yanked her from the anthill. Sobbingly, Flutterby said, "If I'm an ant, then why don't I fit in our home?" "Silly creature," scolded one of the ants. "You're not one of us." "But what am I then?" she asked. "We don't know," they said. "Maybe you're a honeybee." And with that, they all went back to work, chuckling and shaking their heads. Tune in next week to see what Flutterby really is.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South, for joining us here on The Mark White Show today. We also appreciate that brand new episode of Cora's Corner. A special thank you to Stephen Cosgrove for letting Cora read the book today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let everybody know about The Mark White Show so they can hear the good news. They can hear news that unites. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I also would like for you to subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. And you can do that via Apple iTunes or Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and also Google Podcasts. Again, today's show is dedicated to the mother of Jamie Dietrich, Mother Mary. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.